I'm now joined by Peter Keohan, principal of Donaghy's Community School, to talk about their forthcoming open night. That's next Monday, and he'll also be telling us a little bit about the school itself. Good afternoon, Peter, and thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much, and good afternoon to you too.
You're most welcome. First of all, Peter, tell us a bit about the school itself, how many pupils you have and so on.
Well, we're situated down here in the Donaghmead Airfield area of the north side. We have 530 students on register at the minute. Big year for us, actually, over the last 12 months, and we celebrated our 40th anniversary. We opened in 1977, and we had a big day planned, actually, in March of this year, where we had, you know, we've added a new ASD unit to the school over the last couple of years. So we had a big day planned where we were going to officially open the new ASD unit, celebrate the 40th in the school with a big gala dinner that night in the Marine Hotel in Sutton. And you know what happened? The snow. So everything was put off that day. So we have rescheduled all those events since. In fact, we have the official opening of the ASD unit tomorrow with Minister Finian McGrath and a whole lot of local dignitaries coming to the school. I'm very proud of this here in the school, obviously, because, you know, we pride ourselves on our inclusivity. We pride ourselves on serving the entire community. We pride ourselves on the 40-year service we have made to the area, you know, over, you know, that period of time. And the fact that we're just extending and continuing is great news to us all here.
Yeah, so you celebrated 40 years in operation. I mean, that's a very long time, isn't it?
Well, it is. You know, I mean, it's a great area. I came up actually 30 years ago now, so I can't claim credit for being part of 40 years of the Donaghy's. But I am here now going into my 30th year, can you believe? I came up from West Cork for a year back in early 1990, and I'm still here. So 40 years, great, great, great servants to a great community, I have to say. The first principal of the school was Mr. Paddy Hickey. Paddy, unfortunately, died in service in January of 1998. He was replaced by Antoinette Nigerald, who retired now 4 or 5 years ago, and then myself and Michelle Harrigan became the new team here in the school. In fact, Michelle is a past pupil of the school, resident of the Donaghmead area, and, you know, came to school here and has now come back and is deputy principal of the school here. So all going well.
Excellent. And it's a mixed school, of course, and you also have adult education classes at the school. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, mixed school. We have everything going on here in the school, adult ed, adult education, big part of the school, you know. So we have courses going on here at night, Monday night, well, every night, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, sometimes during the day. You know, like, the brief of all community schools is to provide the widest possible education to the entire community. First, our bread and butter, obviously, are the 530 kids in our day school. But we are obliged to provide as much as possible to the adults in the area as well. So that in mind, we have a director of adult education. You know, soon, thankfully, we will have an assistant director of adult education. And between them, they try and come up with what they feel can be offered to the community in terms of adult ed. So we have a wide brochure that's now gone out to the community, and the enrolment for adult ed begins next week. So if you're interested in doing an adult education course, check online. There's too many to mention them individually here. Check on the school website, check online, make your payments online, register online, and turn up for your 10-week course between now and between the end of the month and Christmas, and again another 10 weeks after that.
Okay. Peter, did I read wrong, correct me if I'm wrong, something about a very big award made to the school recently?
Well, yeah, I mean, is this the award made by the Lord Mayor?
That's the one, yeah.
Yeah, yep. The Lord Mayor very kindly invited us to the Mansion House, you know, to recognise our service to the community. So we won this award for outstanding contribution to the community. So we had a very proud day in the Mansion House where he made the presentation to us. And we were wined and dined, I suppose, for want of a better description, for a couple of hours in there. And it was a really proud day for the school. You know, so we continue with that now tomorrow here in the school when we have many, I think, all our local TDs, councillors. We're under the management body of the Association of Community and Comprehensive Schools, ACCS. So the president of ACCS, Paul Fiorentini, the general secretary of ACCS, Mr. John Irwin, and the past president of ACCS, Antoinette Nigerald, who is the past principal of the school, are all going to be present here in the school tomorrow when we open officially the Rogers Suite. We've called this unit after Assistant Patricia Rogers, who was on the board of management of the school from the time the school was first mooted by the department for the area, and the, you know, was involved in locating the site, locating the first students and sourcing the first teachers, etc., and was on the board until she passed away in May of 2015. Such was her contribution, quietly and behind the scenes, to education in this area that we just really felt this had to be called the Rogers Suite. So there's where the name comes from.
Excellent, very nice. So the open night is next Monday the 17th from 7 p.m. till 9. Tell us, what's on the agenda for the night?
Open nights are becoming more and more important for schools, you know, and I suppose in this day and age, students are travelling further and further, and, you know, transport is easier to, I know some people mightn't agree with that, but transport, I suppose, buses are running, you know, further and further from local areas. So all we can do in the Donaghy's Community School is the same as every other school, is let the community know what we offer. So we invite all the local primary school students to visit our school. All our teachers will be here. All our staff will be here. There'll be displays of, in the various subject rooms. Students will get an idea what practical subjects are like. You know, it's a big transition from primary school to secondary school. I think Dublin kids are quite lucky in a way. Where I came from, you'd go to the local secondary school and that was it. But, you know, in Dublin, any sixth class student can put their foot on the floor in the morning and at ease go to up to 10, 15 secondary schools that would be within their catchment area. So all we can do at the Donaghy's is to try and put our best foot forward as well, and to inform the community of the changes that we are undertaking here. You know, of the fact that we believe that we're an absolutely excellent school. We had the department inspectors in the school in April who would have confirmed that opinion in a very nice way. It really affirmed the students, would have really affirmed the teaching and learning, and would have affirmed all aspects of the school. So we want to get that message out to the community, and if they then decide that this is the school for their students, to make sure they know that they're coming to a school where they'll be given the best education, the best teaching, the best learning, and the best care. So a happy student is a working student that's been taught, that's learning, and that is comfortable in their own skin.
That sounds all absolutely wonderful. So the open night is next Monday, just to reiterate it, from 7 till 9 p.m. at Donaghy's Community School, Grange, Dublin 13. And it's our website address if anybody wants to check it all out.
Sorry, the website address is www.donaghyscommunityschool.com, and all the information about the school is up there as well. You can, from that website, you can download our school app onto your smartphone and keep in touch with anything that's happening, because we post regularly on that.
Excellent. Peter, thanks again for joining us today. Hope you have a big turnout next Monday. Wish you the best of luck with it. All the best to you. Have a great day and take care.
Thank you very much.
You're most welcome. Now, that was Peter Keown, Principal of Donaghy's Community School, talking about their forthcoming open evening. It's next Monday from 7 till 9 p.m. He also spoke about the school itself.